Welcome back, everyone. And if you're new here, we are the
Ghostboxers.
I'm Amber.
I'm Anna.
I'm Monica.
So for this first episode, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk about our own personal paranormal experiences. So grab your meaties and enjoy our trauma.
Okay, so I'll start things off. I'm Anna. The one I want to touch in is something. It's not long. It's a short story. But it was weird.
Shut the fuck up.
I lived in LA while I was in elementary. And I went to sleep in my room. It was a regular night. The moon was full because the light flooded my room. But I could not go to sleep. Then when I opened my eyes, right, my bed was facing the doorway. And as soon as I opened my eyes, I saw a tall figure of a man. I couldn't see any features. I couldn't see.
I screamed.
I didn't. That's the weird part. I did not scream. I was scared, but I didn't scream. And it was all black. And
like a silhouette?
Yes, just a silhouette. Because even though my room was flooded with the moonlight, the hallway was dark. But this figure was even darker than the darkness. But it was darker than that because it popped out. I could see the outline of the figure exactly. Mm-hmm. It was as tall as the door. It was a very tall man. And the only man that lived with us was my dad. And my dad is short.
Yeah.
He's not tall.
I think, you know, from experience, I would have yelled my ass off.
Well, yeah, you would have yelled. Same. But I didn't. I was scared, though. I just remembered I covered myself from, like, I covered my head, and I knocked out.
It could have been freaking Richard Ramirez, and you wouldn't have even known.
In my room?
Yeah.
And just murdered me and left the rest. I mean, no, obviously he didn't murder me, but just, like.
You got murdered, like, and left everyone
Richard Ramirez is a murderer. You think he would have broken into a house and not murdered anybody?
That was kind of his MO.
Yes, to break into a house and not murder people?
Yeah, he usually just raped
just
first.
Oh, well, I wasn't raped, so not Richard Ramirez. And Richard Ramirez was more in the valley, not in LA, in the city of LA.
He was kind of all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, just because, I mean, not to say it was him, but.
Like, well, yeah.
But just still, like, you don't know, like.
It could have been just, someone.
But you don't know if it, did I mean, it feel, if it was him or not, but.
Like,
don't
I
know
didn't.
If he's just like, nah.
Did it
I don't
feel
want
paranormal?
That. Yeah, was it like a
yes,
scary, like someone was watching
it did.
You?
No.
Or it was like more like someone was there?
All I remember, because I was in elementary, so it was quite a few years ago. All I remember is
like
that.
Three.
Shut up. I wish. Young. I don't remember is that I was sleeping and something woke me up. And as soon as I opened my eyes, I saw the doorway and there it was. Like, when I closed my eyes and I hid myself, I didn't hear any footsteps. I didn't hear anything cracking open. I didn't hear.
Who was in the room with you?
It was my mom. And Panchito.
But that's the thing.
Where
maybe,
was I?
Maybe
you
like,
were with my dad, because at that time, the rooms were so small, and Panchito was just a newborn. So my mom didn't want my dad sleeping with the baby, because it was my mom sleeping with Panchito.
No, so, yeah, I was a favorite, I remember.
So my dad was sleeping in the living room at the time, and you were sleeping with him. And I was sleeping in the little twin bed that we had in the corner that faced into the hallway. But, like, I was scared. But obviously not
but,
enough because I fell asleep.
Maybe the steps is what woke you, but you didn't hear them because you were asleep. But that's what woke you, and then it stopped because it seemed that you were awake and was like,
I don't know, but it was.
She's going to scream, and there's like a people full of house, and I'm here by myself.
A people full of house?
Oh. I'm in a house full of people, and it's just like, maybe I can't rape and kill them all.
Was it the apartment where they said the witch used to live?
Yes.
That apartment, I remember I had a stuffed white cat, and I fed it a Chips Ahoy cookie, and when I put
stuffed?
The
stuffed?
That was it? It was a
stuffed white
Like a teddy bear. But it was a cat.
Feed a stuffed cat.
I was pretending to feed it a cookie, and when I got my Chips Ahoy back, it had a bite in it. I threw it and I ran and I yelled.
I remember because she freaked out. She was really freaked out about it, and we didn't believe her.
Of course.
At that time, I don't know, like, it happened to me, but about the figure, but I forgot about it. So when Monica came out running with her thing, Monica's always had a flair for the dramatic. So I just thought, there she goes again, telenovela style. Mm-hmm. You know, the cookie crumbled and she's making a big deal out of it. But, like, throughout the years, her story has not changed.
My siblings refused to play with me because I was so beautiful.
Right.
The dramatic one, that's what it is.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, my mom also said that she heard some things and experienced some things. Abraham, too. That was a place where he supposedly fell down, but, like, slow motion. And he was just placed on the floor. That's his experience. He told me that years later. Like,
when we floated?
Yeah, he floated downward. Instead of, like, he climbed a... You know how they have, like, the linen closets? No, oh, okay. A linen closet that's from the floor to the ceiling. Mm-hmm. He climbed the shelves, and he said when he got to the top, he slipped. He slipped, and as he was falling down, he was falling in slow motion.
Maybe it just felt like that.
And then he got placed down, like, he didn't have any pain or anything. That's what he said. And he told me that when we already lived in Sylmar, so when we were already adults. He must have been like 20. No, not 28. Where was that protection something?
When Bachito swung a hammer to my face? That would have been nice.
Oh, Monica, we're not here for personal trauma of our own, okay? We're here for paranormal.
Okay.
Save that for the therapy lesson.
Another
episode. It wasn't so vicious. He was like 3.
But he got it right back. Your 3-year-old threw an abuelita at his head.
Oh, true.
That was perfect aiming.
So that was my experience when I was young.
Well, when I was younger, I had a lot. But one of the things that stands out to me was when we moved into our first apartment in the valley, outside of LA. I was in high school, so my high school was tracks. So, you know, you went to school for 3 months, you were off for 3 months. So when I was off for 3 months, I was in the apartment by myself until like 1 in the afternoon, 12 in the afternoon. And it was the morning, so you would think it wouldn't be scary, but I was terrified. There wasn't a day that went by that something didn't happen. One of the first things that I remember was I was in my brother's room, in my little brother's room, and I was watching TV and I kept hearing voices. So I put the TV volume up, but the voices didn't go away.
Did the volume seem to, like, interrupt the voice, like, the level of the whispers or the voices?
No, it's just the whispers got louder.
You didn't check your house to see if someone was in your house?
No, because it sounded like it was right next to me.
Oh, gosh.
So, I backed up against the corner on the bed, and the whispers wouldn't go away. So, I turned off the TV, and I ran down the hall into my room, and I closed the door. And as I turned my back towards the door, that was locked and closed. The door started shaking, and at first I was scared because the first thing I thought was a person.
Yeah.
So I ran up against the dresser, and I put my hand up against the wall, and I was up against the door, and it just wouldn't stop shaking.
Oh, shit.
And then it stopped like within a second, and I ran to my bed, and I stayed there. I was like in high school, 9th grade, and I was watching Dora the Explorer, Blue's Clues, The Backyardigan, anything to, like, distract me
until my
mom came home. And then I told her what happened. And she just said, it must have been the neighbors. And I was like, what? And I was like, how? And she's like, it's the neighbors. Just ignore it. So I was upset because I'm like, if it was the neighbors, then they broke into our house. And you're telling me to ignore it. But then, you know, once I got older, she was like, if something paranormal happens, you can't give it strength, so you have to ignore it.
Yeah.
But at that age, I didn't know. She was just like, ignore it. And I was like, this lady's crazy.
So I'm scared.
I was terrified. And that happened, that exact thing didn't happen every day, but something always happened every single day.
Could you understand the whispers?
No, it sounded like gibberish, and it sounded like multiple people talking to each other. And
like you were picking up on conversation?
Yeah, and at first I thought it was outside the window, but I just popped my head a little bit up, and the window, there was nobody there. And then it was in my ear, and it wouldn't go away.
And I so just it was, like, right out. Next to your That's ear?
Crazy. Yeah, like right in my ear.
That reminds me of this show that my brother was watching. This lady, they kept looking for this lady. Like, everyone kept looking for this lady because she kept hearing voices in her ear, and she would just, like, lift up, and she would hear people's conversations. And then, well, it was, like, it's supernatural, so she, like, some people came to talk to her, and then they figured out that she was listening in on angels' conversations to each other, and then she found out that she was a fallen angel, and she didn't remember because, like, she hit, and, you know, they made her start, so when she fell, she became someone's baby, she started from birth,
yeah,
and then it started happening when she was older, and then people were trying to take her. Because she was a fallen angel.
You think you're a fallen angel, Monica?
No, because I did tell my brother, because I was in my brother's room watching TV. So I did end up telling my younger brother, and he got really freaked out because he says that when he was watching TV too on his bed, he would hear like whispers coming from like the other side of the room. And I'm like, well, word whispers? And he's like, no, I would be on my bed and I would just hear psst.
Oh my god, that is so scary. That gave me chills for my little brother to go through that.
And he said that he sat up and he kept hearing psst. And you know, obviously you checked the back window because it was right behind him, just like I did. He's like, there was nobody there. It was like the middle of the day. And he said that he waited and he was hearing for it. And he heard psst. And he heard it like right directly underneath our other brother's bed.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god, I can't. I have to put my feet up right now.
And he jumped up and he ran out of the room. And he went to go tell my mom. And of course, my mom was like, you have to ignore it. But it's like, why is it, you know,
she
like.
She should have explained it. She should have. I think the problem was that she didn't explain why you have to ignore it.
Made him more scared. Like that, she probably forgot about it. He probably just forgot about it. But if, like, he figured it was something more paranormal or something like that, he would have probably kept thinking about it. Kept thinking about it, like,
possibly. Okay,
so there's something in here. There's, like, something that's trying to talk to me. It would have probably made him more scared. And then,
he would have investigated.
Which she probably didn't want to make you guys more scared to, like, feed off of anything that was actually there. If you guys forgot about it, it would have been like, okay, I can't fuck with these kids. Obviously, they have the worst memory.
True.
They're just like,
true. Maybe that's
your fucking sister's attention. And psst, listening to me. It's like, hello.
Maybe that's why I didn't really. Because on those apartments, the only thing I experience, the things that I experience, it's not as obviously paranormal as Monica's, but I was in a room. Me and Monica shared a room, and my bed was up against a wall. And I shared that wall with the garage. Now, my brother, he's younger than me, but older than Monica. He loves tennis. So he would play tennis in the garage, hitting the wall. So I got up to get something to drink. When I came back into the room, I did not want to sit down. I didn't want to sit down. I didn't want to lay down. And you all know me. I'm super lazy. I'm the laziest person. Then a split second later, there was a shelf on that wall with the large pointy L brackets. Yeah, that held the shelf to the wall. That fell down and the wood part of the shelf detached from the L bracket, and the L bracket pointed hit directly my pillow. Where
the shelf didn't fall, or just the L bracket did?
Both. Oh, but okay. It like detached, and the sharp part of the bracket hit my pillow where my head would have been, because I was laying down watching TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I didn't want to sit down or lay down. I wasn't thinking at that moment. My head was blank. I wasn't thinking anything. I wasn't questioning anything. I just didn't want to sit down, so I just stood there
like watching your bed.
Yes, just watching my bed. I didn't move, my arms didn't move, I didn't, because you know I have the nervous tic, my legs weren't moving, I wasn't nothing. But as soon as that thing hit my pillow, it's like I got out of it, and then I started yelling for my dad, and then my dad ran into the room. Of course he got Abraham wasn't allowed to do that anymore, but why I didn't...
Why do you guys have shelves over your bed? Like, I don't understand. That is so... That's, like, one thing you're not supposed to do over a kid's bed is put shelves, mirrors, freaking...
I think it was...
Photographs, and everyone always fucking does that. Especially in California. Yes, it's like... No, no.
Well, I don't know why, but I did, and I didn't have anything heavy on it. I just had, like, it was a long shelf, and I just had stuffed animals in it. Like, the lightest stuffed animals, like 3 bears. That's all it was. I didn't have anything heavy. There was nothing inside the bears, no recording device or anything that could put weight on it.
Do you think it was, like, a glitch in the Matrix helping you, or, like... Something paranormal.
I honestly would like to believe that it was my guardian angel.
Like, bitch, don't sit down.
Yes, like, taking over, or, like, maybe not possessing me because I didn't feel possessed, but, like, stopping me.
But how do you know what it feels like to be possessed?
Because I would blank out. People might blank out. I didn't blank out.
You don't know.
I'm sure I wasn't possessed by an angel.
What's your name?
That happened, like... years ago, Monica. Like, what, 20 years ago?
Did anyone notice how she didn't say her name? That sounds demonic to me.
No, if it would have been evil, I would have been hurt. Or I would have been scared, but I wasn't.
Probably let her lay down. Like, bitch, go ahead. I know you're tired.
Yes, right? Or been like, Monica, come and lay down over here.
That sounds like something she would actually do.
But I didn't.
I'm surprised she didn't press attempted murder charges on my brother. The way she was?
No. Oh, to Abraham. I did get mad at him, but, like, that's something that happened that I can't explain. I would like to believe that my guardian angel was taking care of me and that he actually is.
Damn,
or
where was she... mine?
I don't know.
Mine was, like, not even there. Because that wasn't even the first thing that happened.
I can't even keep up with this bitch.
What? I try.
The most scariest thing that happened there, besides the door shaking, because I didn't see anything, so, you know, it was a bad experience, but... When I was younger and I would watch my telenovelas, the last one was over at 10 and I would go straight to sleep because I had to go back to school. So I turned off the TV and I laid down and something caught my eye in the corner of my eye and I turned around and I saw a little boy with black hair looking over the door. And I got pissed because I thought it was my little brother trying to scare me. And they already knew my ghost experiences, so I got up. I marched down the hallway to the living room, and I saw my little brother with my mom, and I told my mom, why is he trying to scare me looking over the doorframe? And my mom is like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's been with me the whole time. He's falling asleep in my arms.
Oh, my gosh.
So then I told my mom that I saw a little boy, and of course my mom was like, ignore it. But it was so scary, so I went back to lay down, and my headboard was... up against the closets. And the closets, they didn't have any doors because we had taken them out. So it was open. And I just laid my head back down. I closed my eyes. And I just felt a tap on my head. And I shot up. I shot up. And I went with my mom. And I stayed there in the living room because my mom would sleep on the floor for her back. And I was just so... I was scared. I was like, I saw it. I felt it. And I
oh, shit, it touched you.
My head.
Did it feel like real pressure? Or
yeah, it felt just like...
Like even, someone, like a hand tapped you?
Did you hear the sound also?
No, I felt it, yeah, like right, like on my head. And I felt it because I was scared because of what I just saw. So I was just trying to close my eyes because I had to go straight to bed. And I had my eyes closed and I just felt it. And I could feel it and hear it on my head just like... And I shot up, and I thought it was either you or my brother playing a joke, but it wasn't anyone, and I was terrified.
Was the little boy, was he, like, almost Panchito's height and straight hair? Like, his hair wasn't long, but you can tell that it was straight?
Almost like a little bowl cut?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Because I saw a little boy, too, when we lived in that same apartment, but I saw him in the living room. I think I was in vacations during that time, and it was just me and my mom, but my mom was in her room, and I was watching TV, and we had one of those armoires that you know, there's a section for the TV, and on the side, there's like a little door.
Oh, yeah, those glass doors?
Yes, glass door.
I remember the one you had in your house.
So I was laying, I was watching TV, and then all of a sudden, I see what can I say? I saw from like mid-nose up, I saw a little head dodge out of my mom's room and go and turn to like if it was turning to Panchito's room or the bathroom. And I remember I shot up and I was thinking.
Wait, but our parents' room when they had the master? Or
yes, no, room? Our parents' room when we switched rooms, when they had the purple room. So I shot up because I remember thinking my mom didn't let him go to school. Because my mom, when Panchito was, you know, going to elementary, it's like my mom was like, well, you don't want to go to school, don't go to school. So I shot up thinking he didn't go to school. So I marched to my mom's room and I was like, why didn't you let Panchito? I was all mad.
Like you were his mom.
Yes. I was like, why is he not in school? And my mom just looked at me almost.
Like, why are you worried about it?
She almost slapped me. She's like, you know, because of my tone, because I was mad. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I just saw Panchito, you know, get out of your room and run out. So I go into our brother's room and there's nobody there. And then my mom's like, you're crazy. He's at school. He went to school today. And I know what I saw. Because I saw a little boy with black hair just run out of my mom's room. It didn't look at me because to acknowledge me. But I saw it because it caught my eye. And then
he did it on purpose. He wanted my mom to whoop your ass.
Well, she didn't, thankfully. But
you know what was weird? When the little boy creeped from the side of the doorway, I didn't see the bottom of his face either. It was just like from the nose up, just like.
Oh, really?
Just like that. I didn't see his whole face. I didn't see his mouth or anything.
I didn't see the bottom of the nose, like where the nostrils is. I just saw like from mid nose up. That's what I saw.
And you saw it running into the room where I saw him trying to come in. That's weird.
Imagine. Well, was he trying to come in into our room, which was the master bedroom at that time? No.
Yeah. It was coming from, like, the little passageway where you have to pass the other room in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it in the doorway.
Because when I saw him, he dodged out of my mom's room, made the right turn, and then from there, I don't know if he made another right to go into the boys' room or the left to go into our room. I just saw him dodge out of my mom's room. I just figured maybe he went into the boys' room because
imagine this it was Panchito. Actually real, and he got decapitated.
Oh my god!
Well, I mean that.
Only see parts of him.
We should go.
I think Monica researched. When Monica was researching the San Fernando hauntings, I think the apartment came up, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out in a website. I think it was called like thevalleyhauntings.com, and I put in our address and it popped up. The previous residents have actually submitted a story that they had seen a lot of stuff in our apartment.
That's so creepy.
And of course I told my mom and I told my parents and they were just like, you have to ignore it. And I was like, why do they keep saying that? Like these things are actually happening. But they just kept telling me to ignore it.
Well, it's like when you see those movies and then their parents are always telling them something, they're just like, oh, it's nothing. Just ignore it.
It's the wind.
And then the kid dies at the end of the movie because no one ever paid attention.
But in those white people movies, the white mom is like, it's probably the wind. It's probably. But my mom knew what it was. She knew what it was. See, me, I didn't tell my mom. Not because I was scared of being crazy because, you know, our family were Latino, so we obviously do believe in the afterlife and in spirits. So I knew I wasn't crazy. Well, you, because you haven't seen anything like. I know I wasn't crazy, and I knew my family wouldn't believe that I was crazy.
Her time will come.
Don't you think it would have came when I was younger, when I was more, like, affected by
But look
it?
At Hell Linda.
No, look at your attitude. You were, if a ghost would have seen, if you would have seen a ghost, it would have been like, come at me, come at me.
No, look, maybe you're going to be like Linda. Look at Linda.
Yeah, but what Linda doesn't say is we did experience something together. Me and Linda were laying down on my aunt's bed in her house, and the bathroom door was closed, and it just opened by itself. We shot up and we ran into the garage with my aunt. And my aunt was like, it was the wind. And we looked at each other and we were like, it wasn't the wind.
On this bathroom, the bathroom with no windows. Mm-hmm. The bathroom, the only room with no windows in this house. And mi tia says it's the wind.
And grandpa's door was closed and the lights were off. And the door just opened. And it didn't open like, It opened like...
Oh, like a little by little.
Yeah, and then it stopped like halfway there. And then me and Linda shot up and we ran to the into the garage.
You see? And then she saw in what's now my dad's room, she saw that, that apparition. But what did she used to say all the time? I didn't see anything. And she used to walk around the house and be like, come at me, ghost, come at me. Now, she doesn't say shit. Why? Because since that apparition happened, like the door, that is creepy. But it could be explained even if you know it isn't true. You kind of rationalize it, you know? Mm-hmm. But that apparition that she saw in her room that she swung at it, that's something that she has not been able to rationalize. And since then, she hasn't said anything like, oh, come at me, or I don't believe in that shit.
That's probably because she doesn't live here anymore.
But that's why in Big Bear, she kept getting scared because she was upstairs.
And she went to sleep with me. I didn't think she was going to sleep with me because, you know.
Yeah, because I was like, why does the upstairs hallway, why is it the only place where it has a crucifix? That's weird.
You know what she told us? She said, she's like, in the hallway, there's that little, like, memorial picture of that little boy named Billy. And then, you guys didn't read the story, like, his little story. And then, when she was in the room, like, the, you know where you hang your coats? Like, a coat hook?
Hold on, I gotta put my legs up again. I am scared.
Billy. And she said that she was sleeping in Billy's room.
Oh, fuck. And then in her room.
That's why she was so scared, because she says that, like, it was his room. It had, like, personal stuff of his.
And did it just get 30 degrees colder?
Shut up. I'm chilly.
That's why we kept talking about it. You kept talking about the crucifix. And when she was here, when we were talking about it, that was just, like, something happened. Oh, because you know how the TV changes? Because the Perez Conchita keeps fucking with us.
What do you mean?
Oh, God.
She thinks Conchita's changing the remote channel. Let's not Let's save it for another episode.
No. Every time I'm watching television, it says, it's like, you see the numbers, like, jumping to 30, and it'll go to the channel 30, and if I'm watching a really good movie, then I have to go back, and then it's like, it'll be like, oh, it'll just shut off. Like, the TV will just shut off because she fucking turns off her TV, so our TV goes off. I don't understand what the fuck is happening. But that was happening.
It could be paranormal, and she's blaming it on our disabled neighbor.
It is. I know it's her. She's fucking with us. And that was happening, and I told Linda, you brought Billy back with you.
Shut up.
She's like, stop it.
You're so mean.
And that's when she told me about the, like, the little, like, clothes hook that he had in his room. Well, it's not a clothes hook. I don't know. You know the ones you keep by the door?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those type of things.
Oh, like your the clothes? Ones you hang on the door.
No. The ones that you keep by the door. It's like a stand. And
oh,
it's like
a freestanding one?
Yeah, like where you put your jacket, yeah. Your umbrella, Billy? And it was engraved Billy.
Well, her room also had, which was weird, because right in the center of her room, like to the side of the bed, it had the airway, the vent. It had a vent. And then she said that at night, like, I guess it could be a vent so it makes noises. But the noises were creeping her out, too. So that's why she came to sleep with me. And now
she said she kept hearing whispers out of the vent, like if someone was talking inside the vent.
Shut the fuck up. She just told, the bitch told me. The bitch told me it was just noises. She didn't tell me it was, like, whispers. Shut the fuck up. Like, oh, God.
Watching, like, TV on her phone or something like that. Like, because she says that she was hearing, like, voices in the vent. Like, whispers. And I told her. I was just like, I keep hearing stuff running from my room.
Yes, I heard that,
from
too.
From my room to Anna's room, like, bolting across. Like, there's no wall in between us.
But said, from the upstairs, ceiling, so yeah.
Like, it would be Mahalia's room to your room. And she's like, stop it. And I was like, you know, the day we were trying to scare you, and I was like, no, this is, like, for real, like this. And then I woke up my brother woke up because I was, like, going back, and I was, like, turning on the PS4, and I was like, dude, I'm scared, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why? I was like, we were watching a stupid ass movie. I was like, I'm gonna just leave the TV on so I could fall asleep. And he's like, what's going on? And I was telling him what happened, and after, he's like, let's go scare Monica. And I was like, okay. And so we were laying there, and then I heard it, and I was like, you heard it too. Tell me you heard that. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, why? Who's upstairs? And I was like, no one. And that was the night that she was sleeping in your room. Like, it was like one of the last nights that we were sleeping there. And I was just like, no. I was like, I'm telling you, I keep hearing running.
I've heard it too.
I was like, running but across.
I heard it. And the first thing I thought was Mahalia. Because, you know, Mahalia, when she walks, it's very heavy. She has, like, that Godzilla stop, like Monica.
But it's not even that big of a space upstairs for somebody to be able to run.
But not only that, but...
unless it was a child.
Where I but heard it, the running...
if she ran, it would... there's only it one got way through she the wall. Go. It would only go to the bathroom, which was behind her. It sounded like she was running towards Linda's room, but...
The like, wall is there.
She ran down the hallway. Like, even if she ran down the hallway, that's where we kind of heard it, maybe. But it was like...
I didn't. I know exactly where I heard it from. And it went from room to room.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, okay, Mahalia's stomping and she's going to Linda's room. But then I thought about it. I'm like, no, it sounds like it's going from room to room. Like, it. I don't hear it in the hallway. But it's not possible because she would have to go through a wall.
Yeah. And obviously they didn't have no fucking shared door.
And thankfully, to Big Bear, I took my sage. I took my sage and I took my basil leaves.
I didn't feel scared like...
Then you're welcome because your room was right next to me.
Well, I still wouldn't have felt scared if you didn't do that at all anyways.
There's not one day in Big Bear that I didn't sleep with the light on. I slept with the light on every single day. It was too creepy.
I felt comfortable. My room was comfortable.
Yeah, they were all knocked out. They wouldn't wake up. It was only me. True.
I felt safe in my room. As soon as I walked into my room, I felt safe.
I felt safe too, but probably because I was like with.
No, I had the big stairs leading all the way down to like the game room, and I was all the way in the corner by myself.
Oh my god, I didn't tell you, but I think I told Anna one of the last few days that I, because every night you guys would all go to bed first. Like, you guys would go to your room, and I always check all the doors and the windows. I even do that in the house here. I always check all the doors and the windows, and I lock them in before I leave. You know, in the game room, that thing where my brother put the two chairs?
The glass door?
Yeah, the glass door leading outside.
It was unlocked and open. And I was just like, and I told my brother.
And you told me too.
Yeah, and I told my brother, I said, were the kids playing with the door or something? And he's like, I don't think so. The chairs are still there, right? And I was like, yeah. I said, but it was like, it was unlocked, and it was like, not fully shut. It was just like, you know, and I was just like, I was scared. I was just like, bro, I was like, I don't know if someone was trying to come in or left it unlocked and then just like, you know, waited till we all fell
asleep.
Try
to come in. Yeah. Because like, that place was really big and it had a lot of doors. But I remember you told me that.
Yeah.
But I like, that's why I told her. I was like, did it have the little stools? And because you know how even though the door could open, it opens from the in to the inside. And then there was, like, that big game console one of those old styles arcade things.
Yeah, but it's
things.
Enough for someone to fit through that hole.
Yeah, but that's why I asked you, did it have the stools in between?
Yeah, but it still opened, like, that much where the stools, where someone could stick their hand and just move the stool. Like,
I guess, but I wasn't really scared because I was like,
no, I wasn't scared either, but I was just, like, because creepy. I know, yeah, I was like, it was just weird. And, like, I know the game room was insulated, like, it was soundproof, so.
Oh, yeah,
if
yeah.
If something was in there or something, no one would hear it because it's completely soundproof. So if you just close the doors, it's like, we can't hear nothing. And, like, all of the rooms, because they're, like, made out of wood, they're all soundproof. Because when I was up in, like, the morning, it was, like, already 11 and the house was so quiet. And I was like, I can't hear nobody. I was like, I'm pretty sure Evelyn has school or something like that. As soon as I opened the door, I could hear all of you guys in the kitchen and everything. I'm like, if anything broke out, no one would hear the other person fucking screaming.
You know what also creeped me out about that place? None of the doors in the bedroom had locks.
That's emergency wise.
I can't sleep like that.
Especially if it's not your house, it's emergency wise. You can't do that. And now even some apartments in California, they're doing that on the rooms.
Really? What if somebody breaks in?
No, it's only the front door. The front doors allowed to have the locks. Your back door. Yeah,
I can't. I can't.
None of the rooms are allowed to have. It's like emergency things.
Well, I know it's an emergency thing, but
say there was a fire and a kid got stuck. You can't.
There's no way to open the door.
Yeah, it's like.
But what if somebody breaks into your house and you run to the, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Run to your bathroom. You know that's the only one that locks. Run to your bathroom.
I don't know. I run to my room.
And like, and I told him too that night. I was like, what the fuck? It was one of the nights. It was like one of the first nights that we were there. And I kept telling my brother, what the fuck is she doing? And she was already scared. Like, she already came to my brother and she was like, one of you have to check under my bed.
Me, that was me.
Yes, I'm talking about you. She's like, one of you guys have to come check under my bed. I'm scared. I looked at him. I'm like, you know you're going. It ain't gonna be me. So he's like, okay. So he checks. And I was like, what the fuck is she doing? And honestly, it sounds like if she was moving the fucking dresser in front of the door, because it's like, she's like, none of the rooms have locks, you know? And
yes,
sounded,
I was complaining about it.
It sounded like if she was moving so much fucking furniture. And he's like, is she really that scared? Like, is she moving all her stuff? And I was like, I think so. Like, she must be freaking out, so she's moving all her dresser.
I didn't.
And then the next day, she's like,
No, I was sitting there just watching
so
TV.
You guys are telling me this whole time I was actually in danger and no one said anything.
No, well, it was one of the last days. Plus, I locked
No,
it,
that like, was the first day.
No, that was. I'm talking about the door. The
oh,
door
okay,
that
yeah.
Yeah, but open. Honestly, because we had two bathrooms, one upstairs and one downstairs. And the one upstairs was in the creepy hallway that had the crucifix. The only place upstairs or in the whole house that even had any religious objects.
True, that is true. Hallway. I didn't realize that. It and just had a whole bunch of American stuff, like the United
States
flag.
And I don't know about in your families, but in our families, if something creepy happens in a room, you put up a crucifix. And that's what it reminded me of. So when I took my daughter into the bathroom upstairs, because the one downstairs was busy, the moment we started walking down the stairs, I just felt something behind me and I felt like I was about to cry. I couldn't go down the stairs sooner. And as soon as I got downstairs, I felt safe. And I told whoever was downstairs.
You told
like,
me.
I felt like I was about to cry. I was...
You told me and Linda. That's when you creeped her out and she went to sleep with me. You told me and Linda.
I was terrified. I felt like something was right behind me staring at me and it like wanted to know like
oh,
why
creepy.
Are you
but
there?
But even with all that, like hearing all the noises in her room, the running across, I still didn't feel scared. It didn't feel like something paranormal or something like evil tried to get at me. It just, maybe it was just Billy playing around in the house.
A child, so you didn't feel
like scared.
Threat,
it
yeah.
didn't feel like.
But you did feel scared because one, you would always want your brother to be awake when you
were asleep.
But that's
because of the scary movies we were watching. If
every
I
single night.
If we were watching them here, I would have been the same way. You know, it was the scary movies we were watching. It wasn't because like I felt something there, something watching me. It was just because like I was there. But
well,
then we
too.
Were laying in bed, and you know,
like I didn't feel scared. But to say the truth, we didn't go upstairs that much at all.
Well, yeah, only to use the restroom.
But that was only if the bottom one wasn't occupied.
True.
If
and
the
whenever,
bottom one was occupied.
Whenever
so.
We watched movies, though, we just kept hearing, like, this weird shit coming from the kitchen. And we would all turn to look.
This could have been the mice.
And
I'm
one of us.
Saying.
No, it was really loud. It was, like,
yeah.
loud.
Oh, that was
like,
when I wasn't with you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we would all turn towards the kitchen and then look at each other and be like, I heard it. I heard it, too. And then we just... turned to look at the movie.
But
was,
still
was,
looked at horror movies. Still
was
watching.
It was the craziest, because that's when I lost my phone. And the
oh
craziest,
my
oh my God.
No,
okay.
You guys are,
so
why we're watching
was,
horror movies.
I was sitting
you
there,
you guys are
and
like,
my
stupid.
Phone fell between the couch, but it fell over the ledge and in between where the table and the couch was. So it was stuck in between.
The back of the, from the back of the sofa?
No, on the side of the sofa.
Oh,
it
the little side coffee table.
Like, yeah, it fell
okay.
over right there. But it got stuck right in between. So I was like, and we heard that thunk, and we all shot up so
and screamed. Yeah.
And then she was like, call your brother. And I was like, okay, but I can't find my phone. I can't find my phone. So she's calling my phone, and literally we took off the couches, the you know, the
cushions
and everything like that.
And you could feel the bottom of the sofa vibrate. And I'm
like it's in, it went in between the sofa. And I was like, no fucking way, bro. I was just like, I'm not going to get my phone stuck in between the sofa. And I was like, literally thinking we're going to have to cut the sofa, like the bottom of it, to get my phone out. Because literally, that's the only place you could feel it was on the bottom of the sofa. Like,
it was vibrating.
Vibrating so heavy. Like, it was right there. And I was
immediately,
like, oh,
I was like,
God.
Call Anna. And that's when we went to call you and you came out of your room. But the moment, like, that she stepped out her door, Amber was like, I found it in between the two sofas. And
because we were
like,
looking
oh
under the bottom. We were looking.
But you know what? That day,
it just scared me.
I didn't hear you guys scream. And my room is closest to the living room and the kitchen.
That's what I said. They're all insulated. You
no, but in the morning, I could hear them. In the morning, I heard them cooking. My door was closed. I could hear them cooking. I could hear them doing anything.
Probably because they were in the kitchen and we were in the living room.
But it's not that far away. It's an open concept. And I couldn't hear your guys' scream. And that reminds me of when I screamed in the bathroom and Monica couldn't hear me scream.
I don't know, everything is like double door.
But that wasn't in the Silmar house.
No, yeah.
In a completely different one.
Super woody. I don't know. It was a fun time. Well, if
it
you guys didn't
fun.
Notice, we went to Big Bear for like a week or so. Or a week or so, that's why we're talking about it. So we stayed over there for a while.
And of course something happened to us.
Yeah.
As always.
You're just telling your story.
Yeah, the first time we went to Big Bear last year, I don't think anything happened, right?
No, it was just fucking
no,
freezing.
I
was
just
so
scared.
Cold in that goddamn house.
It
like
was
dying.
It was cold, but I was scared because in that house, my bedroom window was right on the, like, the front of the house. And that scared me. But other than that, and then this bitch, Amber, fucking scared me going into my room.
I wasn't scared.
Because I was in a room with Chris and the two girls, and then right across was Linda.
You guys had a Jack and Jill.
Yeah, so we had, like, a lot of people in the room. So, yeah, I was.
But then nothing happened either. Like, we didn't hear noises.
No, I didn't hear noises.
It was just this house. It was really weird.
Yeah, this house was really weird. I think because it was, like, someone's, like, personal house.
And then obviously it had a memoriam, too, to Billy.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It was really weird.
And I do remember seeing a lot of, like, soccer, like, the pictures of soccer teams. I'm just wondering.
No, it's because the person of the house is a sponsor. So every time you sponsor a team, they send you a picture? Yeah, like, their class photo. Oh, they won or they did that. So then you could show other people so that they could sponsor too. It's like,
I wonder if Billy at one point was in one of those pictures.
No, you didn't see the photo of him? He looked small.
Oh no, there was a photo of Billy?
Yes.
Where?
In the hallway.
Top hallway?
Yes.
I told you I only remember going up there to go straight to Linda's room, or just one time I went to the bathroom and that was it.
I'm so glad I didn't keep that bedroom.
I'm so glad I didn't get a top bedroom as well. I'm so glad my room was next to yours and your brother's. Because I remember, if anything, I could scream and Amber and the brother would be right there. Amber wouldn't give a shit, wouldn't come for me, but I'm hoping maybe Marcus might have. He wouldn't have heard my screams?
I don't think so. I was like, we were screaming for him and he did not hear. He was passed out. Like, he's a heavy sleeper. Unless I, like, push him, and sometimes I have to push him, I'm like, get up, because he's such a heavy sleeper. So was his kid.
Well, good thing I didn't know that at the time, because that was the only thing giving me comfort.
If I scream, you will come for me.
After I went upstairs after watching scary movies, I was like, I'm not doing this, and I was violently shaking Chris, and he wouldn't wake up, and I remember turning to look at the dark, and I was like, this is how I'm gonna die. I was like, oh my god.
Why didn't you come to sleep with me?
Yeah, like, I was gonna walk down the creepy stairs, down the creepy game room, and go.
You could have called me. You called me, you know I would have gone.
Yeah, but then I would have to take Evelyn and Emma, because I can't sleep
without
them. Oh,
true. I can't sleep with too many people in my bed.
That would have been 4 of us.
No, I can't. Mm-hmm. Especially your children. Your children headbutt at night. I can't.
They're kickers.
So was mine. Yeah, he was fucking on my back, and I was like, it's 10 in the morning. I guess I'm getting up.
But my kids kicked the blanket off of them, so it was freezing over there. I didn't even know we had a heater in the room, so when they would kick off their blanket, I'd be like, you're lost. I'd be like...
I know, she's like, I turned it on, it's not working. But it's like, you push it on, but that only turns on the light so you could get, like, the ambiance
the
of
effect.
It. Yeah. But you have to actually turn it on to turn on the heater thing. Because I was doing the same thing, and I was like, I turned it on, and Chris was like, no, like, it's going to get really hot in here. I was like, yeah, but just to start it already so that when you guys come, you're already warm, the girls can fall asleep easier, and then you could turn it off, but it'll be cozy. And I turned it on, and I was like, damn, this shit really doesn't work. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I looked at it, and, like, there's another other button. I was like, it's at high or low. And I was like, I turned it. I was like, oh, yeah, this shit is hot.
Yeah, that I did not know. I only turned on the light, and I was freezing.
Yeah, they were sleeping with their mom. But how far they were on top of the garage. No one would have heard any of them scream. Like...
What scared me was when Emma came down the stairs. That fucking scared the shit out of me.
We were watching a movie, and in the middle of it, we hear creaking, and we turn towards the game room. We can't see anything. Then my daughter, that's like 2 feet tall, just appears out of nowhere.
Oh, God.
And, oh, my God.
That scared me.
I wanted to dropkick her. I was so scared.
And we weren't even watching that much of a scary movie. It was a fucking alien movie, which... was scary. Like, I don't believe in aliens, though, but it was...
The aliens themselves look like terrifying ghosts.
And then there's that little 2-foot-tall, little curly-haired child popping out. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that scared me.
It was so creepy.
We did the worst. The worst. Watching scary movies
and
in a house that was already creepy.
And that was current. That was the beginning of our trauma. Trust me, there's still more.
Yeah, there's still, like, so much that we didn't even touch base on. All of you guys...
Oh, I know. I think from my notes, I think I only touched one part.
Maybe this will be a two-part thing because this is already really, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, and then we would explain what happened when we actually tried to do the other EVP.
Yeah, because this wasn't supposed to be our fourth episode. It was actually supposed to be one on Simar and San Fernando
High School.
And when we went there, there was already...
The weirdos.
Yeah, but we're gonna save that for you guys for our second part. So I guess this is it, yeah?
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this new section that we're trying, and we will talk more about our EVPs in the next episode, so stay tuned.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
If you guys have any scary stories of your own
that you want to share that we can put on the podcast and read it,
send it to Ghostboxers.
_ at our DMs on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ghostboxers _.
Yeah. So there you go.
I kind of said it separately.
But yeah, send us your stories, anything that you want us.
We'll shout it out. Them, yeah.
Like we'll put our Instagram in the description so you guys can find us and send us your stories or anything that you want to
chat with us. Yeah.
Let us know. Follow us. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.